This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the time. I do appreciate the time you're taking. And I appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation. Now, I told you there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. All kinds of things happening, in the news. As you see, we've got people up on a bridge, coming up from Honduras. I looked at that bridge during the break even and thinking to myself, I don't know if I can take all that weight. I'm not an engineer. Right? I mean, there's been marches on bridges that have caused physical damage with too many people on it. So, you think about that. A car might be a ton, 2,000 pounds or so, even less these days. Think about all those people that have packed on that bridge. I just don't know. I mean, again, I'd love it if there was an engineer out there that could write me a short note. I would love to know what the chances are that bridge being able to hold that for all intents and purposes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, not kind of sort of being, but truly being part of the conversation. All right. Let's get back at it. Rosie O'Donnell's in the news again. I can't imagine her ever being out of the news, but she's in the news again. And, she wants the president, or she wants U.S. armed forces to remove him from the White House. Right? I mean, on what grounds? What has he done? There's been an investigation going on. You got Bupkis. Okay, I mean, everything they pretty much have accused him of since even before he got in the office has either gone away or proved to be false. You laughed at him when he said the Trump Towers was wired, and it was. I mean, and the first one that drove you nuts was he said he was going to be president. You said never, and he is. Which I still have fun with. But then you get Rosie here. She has got an issue. She has got a problem. Take a listen. Well, don't listen. God. One of these days, people, I'll get it right one of these days.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
What was it like for you? Because we haven't talked about this ever.
This is her at, I think it's MSNBC. Right? She's on a panel at MSNBC because she's so well informed.
Yes. What was it like for you? Because we haven't talked about this ever on TV or off. What was it like for you when he won?
It was horrible. I was away by myself in Boston about to shoot a TV show, and I said to my therapist, do you think it's wrong for me to go alone? It's election night, and what if he wins? And she said, you know, Rosie, you've got to stop it. Always the negative tapes in your head. No one's saying it's going to win. You go there, you do your job. I went there, and I actually got physically sick. I got physically sick that night, and I thought to myself, this cannot be happening. Because when he got the nomination, I thought, well, we just got to wait till Election Day. That's all I have to do is hold on till then. Mm-hmm. And then that he won, you know, it took me a good year to compose myself to be in public again. Mm-hmm. I took a year out of the spotlight.
And you, I mean, I'm sure you didn't, you would have wanted to be proven wrong, but the first thing you did was pass the Muslim ban.
Yes.
The second, I mean,
see this? I love this. I love this. First of all, the first sign here that she shouldn't even be sitting at that table is she had to call her therapist because she was worried about what would happen if he got elected that night. Did she think he was going to send troops to get her? Right? And then you've got this wonderfully informed MSNBC commentator. Right? He says the first thing he does is pass the Muslim ban. Funny, lady. The Supreme Court didn't agree with you. And you never said that about Obama when he passed pretty much a ban with the exact same wording. That was okay. This is why I say you're hypocrites. You don't even want equality. You want total control. Because when your people do it, almost the same thing, almost verbatim, you're okay with it. When a Republican does it, it's wrong and it's bad. And it's nasty.
He did was pass the Muslim ban.
Yes.
Just like, I mean, he came into office and did all the things that you probably knew about him.
Right. When he was elected, what I wrote on Twitter was, we should impose martial law till we make sure that the Russians weren't involved in the final tallies of the votes.
And Bob Mueller has indicted 13 Russians for election.
Not lying. And people were like...
She just lied. She just lied. They were not... indicted because of election fraud. They were indicted for lying to the FBI, and most of the indictments came down. Right? I mean, right, let me breathe. Most of the indictments came down. Right? They had to do with them trying to play or rig or get favor with the people around Trump. Now, one vote was changed through electronic, anything, or by one of those people in any county, in any city, anywhere in this country. So this is, you want to talk about fake news. This is fake news. Because she's putting out comments that have already been debunked by the Department of Justice, not by Trump. And then Rosie O'Donnell in her infinite wisdom, we should impose martial law until we know every count is real, every vote is real. Wow. What I love about that is that remember all the talk before the election about how they were worried that Trump wasn't going to accept the election? This is why I say they're demented. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract
extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Don't kind of sort of be. I want you part of the conversation. You know, it's the only way you get informed, I get informed, and we can figure it out. And I do listen. I watch and I listen to what you have to say. So I do appreciate the time, again, that you're engaged, not just listening, but actually engaged. I'm talking about Rosie O'Donnell. God bless her. I mean, seriously, I don't wish anybody like death, like some of my friends have told me to. Hey, want to welcome WCFO, 1160 AM out of Atlanta. Love you guys. Appreciate you taking the show, listening to the show. Some great listeners, great patriots down in Atlanta. And then Salem, 1220 AM, KPJZ out of Salem. Reliable news talk radio as well. Love you guys, too. Really, really appreciate the notes and the emails that you send in. So Rosie has decided that President Trump needs to be physically removed from the White House by armed troops, by the military that she doesn't much care for.
Mueller has indicted 13 Russians for election meddling.
And people were like, martial law, what's wrong with you? You're a lunatic.
Well, he wants to send the military to the border, so.
I would have sent the military to the White House to get him.
We just don't want to be uncomfortable with you, Rosie. Yeah, Rosie. You know, again, I said it before and I meant it. This is the lunacy of the left. What are you going to send them there for? Why would you impose? Do you know what it takes to impose martial law? What are you going to send them for? What are they going to arrest? Listen, I had friends of mine that really believed that Obama was going to impose martial law, and he was actually going to turn our soldiers, our military, on Americans. And I don't believe that would ever happen. I'm not one of those guys. I'm sorry. I do not believe that American soldiers being ordered to do something against their own people would do it in this country. And if you think I'm a nut, so be it. But I got to tell you, really seriously. 855 Real Joe. Let me look at it. Maybe you think differently. I don't know. If I had more time, I'd play her whole 5-minute speech. You throw up in your throw up cup. I don't know. You should keep a bag by you or something. But I mean, seriously, you can hear the hate that comes off of her, and we're the haters, right? What happened to the whole love Trump's hate thing? Did that movement go away, or was it never real to begin with? I think it was never real to begin with, frankly. So, one of the things I scream about all the time on the show, and I get a lot of heat from it, from some of the feminists out there, I don't really care. Truth is truth. We were told that we have to believe somebody. We have to believe a woman when she says that she was assaulted, period, end of discussion. Do I think we ought to investigate every one of them? Yes, I believe we should investigate it, especially when a woman says that she was sexually assaulted or abused or what have you. No question. Do we go lock that person up? Is that the first thing we do? Do we put it in all the newspapers and ruin their lives? I mean, seriously. The left is pushing, especially the left-wing feminine activists, they're pushing hard for believing all women. Right? Nothing to do with, let's throw due process. See, this is what I mean. They've become lawless. They've become so lawless. Maybe they always have been, but now all of a sudden they feel like they can do it outright. They can do it out in the open. But they become so lawless. Think about this. No borders. You should be able to come up here no matter what. We'll figure it out later on. I mean, we should adhere to our immigration laws. Our immigration laws are terrible in a lot of ways. But those people coming up from Honduras can be given a slip of paper that says you need to show up in court in 90 days. And we already know the Border Patrol has said 92% of those people never show up. And they're running around loose in the U.S. And in many cases, stealing other people's identity. Identity fraud is one of the biggest problems that Americans face today. Dollar-wise, devastates their credit reports, devastates their ability to get credit. But let's go back to Rosie with not such a so rosy outlook. But let's it ignores due process. I'm sorry, I said Rosie, I didn't mean that. Talking about the men that have been falsely accused. Because we're told how rarely it happens. And we're told that we have to believe what a woman says right out of the chute no matter what. I'm saying that's scary. And I'm going to say it again. We should investigate these, but you don't go ruining somebody's life on TV and all over the place just because someone says that they were sexually assaulted. And just pointing out false accusations doesn't make it okay. Doesn't make it so should we demean someone who says that they were sexually assaulted. Right? All women should be heard. I said that. Doesn't mean all women should be believed. Some women are more credible than others. You can't tell me, male or female, that some people lie more than others, right? Many of you little trolls listening to the show think that every word comes out of my mouth is a lie. There's 35 examples. I'm not going to get through them all. I'm not going to try. Where the accuser was charged with a crime or the facts of the case overwhelmingly pointed to be false. Now, there's more than these 35. This article just goes down to 35. But I'll take the very first one. Jackie Coakley. Now, Coakley infamously told Rolling Stone that she had been gang raped by fraternity members at the University of Virginia. In reality, no such gang rape occurred. She ruined those fraternity members' lives. Coakley invented a rapist, used a fake text message service to convince her friends he existed in order to make one of them jealous. All this. See, that 15-minute of fame, that mindset, it's all about me. Doesn't care who I hurt in the process. It's all about me. The accusation was a black mark for the magazine, led to 3 settlements with those defamed Coakley accusers. It's terrible. Right? How about the girls, the me girls from Seneca High School? The KS and CS claimed a male classmate sexually assaulted them and their friends, Megan Vieras and a friend of hers, back up. See, they're using initials because the kids were underage. 3 of the girls admitted that they lied. The boys had to leave school after being bullied as a predator. One of the girls said that she accused him simply because she didn't like him. Everybody should be heard, right? Everybody should be believed, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sign on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency says King Salman now has a proposal on the urgent need to restructure the kingdom's intelligence services after they confirmed journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says Congress should pass measures to punish Saudi Arabia.
I think Congress is going to take punitive measures. The range of, you know, on that menu is everything from arms sales to sanctions to financial cutoffs in terms of international banking as starters.
The Saudi news agency says Khashoggi was killed in a fight. 18 Saudis are detained as suspects in the killing. Thousands of migrants from Central America, mostly Honduras, pack a bridge on Mexico's southern border, hoping to find refuge in Mexico or the U.S. President Trump says he'll call in the military if they arrive at the U.S. border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back, one of my favorite drum beats out there. Anybody else? Says me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for tuning in. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. Also, I need to start doing this. I don't do this enough, right? So head over to the website, give me your email address. Love to send you out information. Also, if you want to give me if you want a text from us, letting us know, you know, send you a text on a nightly basis, maybe every other night, haven't decided yet, to remind you what's coming up on the show, that kind of thing. Maybe once a week, I don't know. Let's see how it works out. So you want to text TRS to 313131. Three times, that's right. You want to text TRS to 313131, and that's how I'll get you information. Also, I want to say hello to our listeners in Princeton, Arizona, KQEW 102.3 FM. Thank you so much for being just loyal listeners. Appreciate the information I get. Appreciate all the positive feedback I get. You out of Lancaster, Kentucky, AM 1280 WZXI. And, again, really, just love you guys. I really do appreciate it because, you know, the more listeners, the more stations, the better chance we have of being around for a while. Again, appreciate your time. You know what? I think I don't usually tell people this, right? I mean, but we're coming up on 50 stations. So some of you that are listening on your phones, right? That's great and that's wonderful. And I know we got the app and all that fun stuff. But wouldn't you rather be listening in off your car radio driving around? So if your station doesn't carry the show, call them and say, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you carrying the show? What's wrong with you people? Be nice about it, though. I don't want to get the Nazis. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jessica Gallagher, you know, we're talking about this. Again, so we're clear, so you trolls can't have a field day with this. Any woman who claims that she was sexually assaulted, it deserves to be investigated. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts. It deserves to be investigated. It doesn't necessarily mean that it deserves to be believed. Just because a woman says it doesn't mean you throw handcuffs on a guy and throw him in jail until you figure it out. Many, many, many lives have been ruined, as you just heard earlier, if you go back and get the last segment. One girl accused a guy of sexually assaulting her because she was mad at him and didn't like him. All right? I mean, think about it. Now, when for minors, they used the name Jane Roe instead of a John Doe, right? A friend of Jane Roe's out of Colorado State University out of Pueblo, they saw hickeys on the neck of her friend and accused Grant Neal, who used his real name in his lawsuit, of sexual assault. Jane Roe tried to stop the accusation and was recorded by Neal telling people involved in the investigation that she wasn't raped. But Neal, the guy, was expelled anyway. So here it is. Somebody said, a third party said that Jane Roe was raped. When they investigate with Jane Roe, she said, no, I wasn't raped. Now somebody can say, well, of course she said that. She doesn't want to be involved. It doesn't matter. At that point in time, she should have told the truth. Because here you have somebody now that is expelled from the school. What does he do now? Jessica Gallagher met a man on a dating app. Good, solid, safe way to meet somebody. After refusing to give her a ride home, she told the police that he abducted her, blindfolded her, and raped her. After investigating, she was charged with filing a false statement. I mean, think about that. Think about the shudder that goes through a guy's, you know, spine. And some of you would have made fun of Mike Pence because he wouldn't. He doesn't want to be seen alone, doesn't want to be alone with a woman who's not his wife. Right? Jane Roe of the University of Colorado, she accused John Doe, obviously you know these are both pseudonyms, of sexual assault, but admitted to the university investigators that she may have stretched the truth a bit. I'm sorry, murder, rape, sexual assault... Are we serious? Those aren't things you do out of being mad. She admitted to the university investigators that she may have stretched the truth a bit because she was teed off at John for not wanting to take her out. She added that she wanted the crap to be scared out of him. The university had to settle for lots of money with John Doe for mishandling the investigation. Now, this is the one that just really freaks me out. Two of them in a row. Crystal Magnum. Magnum claimed that she was raped by three Duke lacrosse players after stripping for them at an off-campus party. She made up the claim to avoid going to jail and losing her child. She was aided in her deception by a district attorney hoping to get elected in the upcoming election. All three men were exonerated of all charges several years later. Magnum was convicted of second-degree murder for stabbing her boyfriend. Ruined those boys' lives. Ruined them. And if the feminists had their ways, every time somebody made the statement, you would ruin somebody's life. Tawana Brawley, remember her? Al Sharpton came running to her aid. She claimed she was raped by four white men as a hate crime. Sharpton helped make her a household name, but a jury concluded that Brawley faked the crime so she wouldn't get in trouble at home. You know, I mean, these are all over the place online. All over the place. When you look at, and this isn't, I'm not even reading the ones necessarily that a jury came to the conclusion. Right, that it didn't really happen. How about the ones where the women actually admit to? Now, some of you, because I've seen some of your comments before, right? Some of you say, "Well, she only said that because she was afraid of repercussion. She only said it didn't happen because, you know, she didn't want bad things coming down on her." I mean, think about this. It's okay to ruin somebody's life. Nicole Marie Hosmer. She told police that she was kidnapped when a man got into her vehicle and tried to rape her. Later on, she told the police that I didn't know why I lied and that the man didn't make any sexual advances. She then had to plead no contest and was ordered to pay slightly more than $500 and complete 50 hours of community service. Good. See, it should work both ways. Really. It should work that if you make a false statement like that, especially at this level, this isn't like you stole my car keys and you took my car for a joyride and I want my gas money back. You're accusing somebody of physically assaulting you, of raping you, of sexually assaulting you. These are not light crimes. These are not light accusations. And when these people go to jail for this, especially when they're not guilty, I mean, when they go to jail for this, there is a special corner for them with the inmates. You know what I'm saying? Because this is something they can't stomach. Sandover accused her ex-boyfriend of drugging and raping her in his car after he didn't want to rekindle their relationship. She later admitted that she fabricated the story, and Sandover's ex-boyfriend was arrested and kept in custody for more than 5 hours. She later admitted to a charge of wasting police time. Really? And I don't know what that got her. I mean, I'd have to ask you guys, what do you think? I mean, think about this. What do you think should be the punishment for something like this? Right? What do you think the crime should be, or how many hours, how many days, how many months you should get? Do you know what I mean? Because as far as I'm concerned, this is something that, I won't say it's unforgivable, but when I saw some of these guys that get out of jail after spending, you know, 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, and then these young girls will come forward and say, you know, that was wrong, I lied about that. Now, I told somebody that they were wrong tonight, but I have to apologize. Roe versus Wade was passed because Norma McCorvey lied about being raped. So it didn't get passed because of the rape itself. Okay? It passed because Norma wanted to get rid of the baby because of the rape. But she later admitted and continues to admit she lied. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Really, heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Before I press the buttons, we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being part of the show, part of the conversation, being engaged and involved. Because if you're not engaged and involved, well, what are you doing? No, seriously, what are you doing? I mean, if you're sitting there and you're just kind of half-heartedly listening and or, you know, just, I don't know, you're just agreeing to agree. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, I used to have people tell me they voted for me because they liked my name or because I was Italian or because, you know what? Don't do that. Really, seriously. You vote for people because they know what they're doing. You vote for people, you vote for our legislators because they should get... We're in the mess we're in because people vote for legislators because they're Uncle Tom's second cousin or Uncle Frank's brother-in-law, whatever. Stop doing that. Hey, always appreciate the listeners. Los Angeles, 98.1 FM, KHTS, known as K-Hits. Also 1220 AM and... wonderful people in Kentucky on WZXI 95.5 FM. You guys are great, too. Appreciate the notes that you sent. Appreciate the time you spend writing those notes. How's that? I really do. You know, when you write me an email or what have you, don't make me guess. Please tell me what station you're listening on, whether you're listening online or on a station or what have you. Always good to see that. I appreciate it very much. Anyway, you know, the you know, I gave up for tonight. You know, should I tell them what I gave up for them tonight? Or do they care? They probably don't care. I'd rather be there. I was going to tell him that. I gave up a dinner with Kevin McCarthy tonight. Because I didn't want you guys to go three nights without me. I know, it's kind of big-headed of me, right?
You didn't
want to
go three nights without them.
I didn't want to be three nights without them. Producer Jeremy said that it was three nights without you guys. No. Seriously, I do. I enjoy being able to spew. Matter of fact, can you imagine being around me if I haven't been able to vent for 3 days? I mean, really, it could be dangerous for anybody around me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, this whole Democrat triple standard, people on the left that just really, really, really. Now, again, as I've said before, I have friends that are Democrats, great people, wonderful people, sane people. These are not the ones I'm talking about. They know it. But you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. For your old people, you know what I'm talking about? Older folks, more seasoned. The Democrats have failed all year long to find a cogent midterm campaign theme. Seriously, what's the theme? We're not them. We can do better. Right? I think the theme they should grab, what do you think about this? Listen to what we say, ignore what we do. What do you think of that? It's a good bumper sticker for them. Nowhere is this truer than in the blue New Jersey state, where Senator Bob Menendez is struggling suddenly, which I think is great. He should struggle. He is not a good man, and they could have found somebody better than him. Probably more honest. Well, that wouldn't be much of a stretch. Businessman and Republican nominee Bob Hugin has spent months educating the Garden State voters on Mr. Menendez's adventures with a now-convicted criminal. Right? The more the voters learn, the tighter the race becomes. Recently, public polls have awarded Mr. Menendez a 6 or 7 point lead, though a new internal Hugin poll claims the gap is less than 2%. And you know what? I don't believe the polls anymore. And the reason I don't is the way they ask the questions and the people running the polls. It would be very simple. If you truly asked 100 people, 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats, a simple question, are you voting for Menendez, yay or nay, right? Or are you voting for Hugin? Either one of the questions. And leave it as simple as that, I'd be more inclined to believe, but that's not how they do the questions. Democrats are alarmed enough, though, that the Senate Majority PAC this week decided to send $3 million more to bolster Menendez's television advertising. The Republicans should send $6 million. Seriously. They should pound away at this. Now, they're struggling to defend many in the states where President Trump carried. But what's even more extraordinary about this race, if you think about this, is how much money they're having to spend in a deep, deep blue state to protect Menendez. This should be a no-brainer. This should be easy. All right, this party claims that running against a Republican, you know, the culture of corruptions. You think about that. They're painting. They don't like labels. They don't like broad brushes, but yet they're painting all Republicans as a culture of pushing the culture of corruption. I mean, if the Republicans are the culture of corruption, why is it that the Democrats at the Senate level in California, they always win both, you know, both houses. They get two-thirds of the they get two-thirds of the vote. They have two-thirds of the House and the Senate. And they always end up working it out so that they get indicted into the minority or indicted out of their two-thirds. Yeah, seriously. Usually they win the votes. And then what will happen in California is they'll get caught drug running or gun running or what have you. The senator will get indicted and they'll lose their two-thirds majority. I'm sorry. It's the Democrats not Republicans. So where's the culture of corruption? For real. Now, the only thing they keep highlighting is the conviction of Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort, right? And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi in August even provided her members a toolkit for talking about the supposed GOP misdeeds. Right? They kind of paint the Trump White House as a drug cartel gone awry. It gets out of control after all. It's even worse than being out of control. It's just plain stupid. You know what I mean? So, it seems like every time we call out the misdeeds of, I don't care what elected official it is, they chime in with what about. And we're supposed to let them get away with it. We're supposed to allow that to continue on. However, whenever I do it, whenever you guys see me on CNN or other places like that, and I bring up the fact that you were fine with it under Obama, they always say the same thing. Why do you bring up the past? Why do you bring up Obama? We're talking about so-and-so. Right? I bring it up because if you're okay with the policy under one administration, if you're okay with a process under one administration, you should be okay with the process under all administrations. If you had no problem, I can't remember the guy's name that was nominated for Surgeon General. If you have no problem with him giving drugs out like candy under Obama, why was it all of a sudden you had a problem with him giving out drugs like candy under Trump? And he wasn't even really doing that. He was giving out the drugs on the plane, mostly to help calm the nerves of some of the people on the plane. And it was common practice by all the doctors of the president, and he did it through all 8 years of President Obama's, you know, administration. Apparently, that was okay. I'm just saying. All right, so here's my admonishment to you, because we're coming up on the weekend. We have an election that's very, very, very important. I know we've been saying that for the last few elections, but this is very important, too. Because this is going to set the tone for the next 2 years of President Trump's presidency. If you don't get out there and help your senators, help your congresspeople, help your locals get elected, then you're responsible for the president's failures. And I don't care, you know, I saw something today that was really cool, where there were a group of women that were actually writing notes for, you know, their candidates, postcards. And I looked at that and I said to myself, you know, that's just amazing. It's great that they would do that. Because when I was talking with them, the bottom line with it was, it didn't require a whole, don't get me wrong, it didn't require a whole bunch of work, not that they don't want to work. But it was easy for the older men and women to do that. But your candidates need people to walk packets, little packets with their information on it. Your candidates need you to go out and meet and greet other people. Let them know what you know about your candidate. Let them know what you know about your guy. And they need you to make phone calls. Yeah, they need money too, but I'll tell you what, if you do these things for them, it cuts the amount of money needed way down. And some of you patriots listening to my show right now, it is so important that you engage. Don't let this go. Look what they did to Kavanaugh. What makes you think if they get control of the House that anything else is going to stop them? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it with family while you're out walking for your candidate. Anyway, have a great and blessed rest of the day.